Steve, Trivinga George.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Reaching out to see if heard back from the lab-grown princess.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I'm here by myself today.
No problem.
She did send me a message that they're going to have to wait after the holidays, so...
Okay.
But I don't... I mean, we'll just look for another one there, I guess. I'm not going to pre-buy it. She can kiss my ass.
Yeah, no, I would never recommend pre-buying a lab-grown diamond unless you were pretty certain it was going to you were going to be able to sell it in the next 30 days or less.
Days. Yeah.
Yep.
So, no, that's cool. Any luck? Did you talk to...
Talk to Christy.
Yeah.
She was off yesterday, so I talked to her. She said she was going to look through and see what we have available. I kind of just explained the situation a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That way we're all on the same page. And then she was going to get back to us. So.
Okay, cool.
So that'll be
good. Yeah, I guess we may, in the meantime, I guess, if we have to, fill some spots. I don't want to be empty for the holidays.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm with you on that one. I mean, you know, if you don't have it, you don't know. So if it moves, great. We make money. If it doesn't, we swap it out for something different.
How does this trading work for you? I mean, you're not getting – I mean, I hope you're still getting some type of commission on a – even if we're trading or
– if it's pretty much dollar for dollar, like if you're – for even numbers, if you're trading in a diamond for – you know, you bought it for $2,000 and you're trading it in and – you're swapping out for something that's $2,010.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make anything, but it doesn't matter, man. Honestly, I just want to make sure that you guys are doing good and you guys are selling. I made my commission on the initial $2,000, and
yeah.
My hopes is that if you swap it out for something that's $2,010 or whatever, you sell that one quick, so that way you go and buy a brand new one for $2,000
yeah.
more. You know what I mean? It's like, it's that thing. That's
it's
what
like
I'm
like selling
for.
Drugs to get me on the comeback.
The comeback. I would know nothing about selling drugs. Don't put words in my mouth on a recorded line, Steve. Steve at Steve Trivino Jewelers
there.
In Hondo, Texas.
Have you seen New Jack City?
No.
You ever heard of New Jack City?
No.
Never?
No.
Wesley Snipes?
Nope.
Oh, it's a they take over this whole like apartment complex in New York. And they said, we'll get you on the comeback. They're drug dealers.
Oh, boy. Nope, that's a new one for me, man. Get you on the comeback.
Do you know who Jed Nelson is?
Nope.
You ever seen Breakfast Club?
A long time ago, yeah.
He was the thug. He hasn't done
Okay. Yep. With the leather gloves.
Yep.
Okay. He's
in it.
Okay.
New Jack City. It used to be a kick-ass movie. It probably sucks now. I haven't seen it in 30 years, probably. But
sometimes
it's funny.
Those classics are still classics, and then other times you go back and you watch them and you go, oof, brutal.
No, yeah, hey.
Brutal.
I forget our age differential. Kind of up there, so. But all right, sir, I got somebody walking in. So.
Okay. All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All righty. Yeah, if you find something, let me know, and we'll get it in.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Talk to you in a bit.
Thank you.
Welcome.